What's your mind? Powered by SchmoinCandlelight.com. I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hennon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at What's On Your Mind Radio.com. And coming up this hour, we're going to talk with Senator John Hoeven, get his take on what's going on over in Syria. Should we back the president or not? Also, some of the latest changes to crop insurance as well. Around the region, temperature-wise, shaping up to be another nice day. We are in the fall, though. I can feel it in the air. 69 in Bismarck, Mandan this hour. Williston, 74. Dickinson, 69. Minot, 67. In Jamestown, 63. Devil's Lake, 64. Grand Forks, 64. Fargo, 73 this hour. Miles City at 77. In Pierre, they're at 68. Aberdeen, 73. And Lemon at 71. You can get to our Facebook or our Twitter page by going to our website, whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's a great way for you to weigh in on some of our comments via Facebook.
And by the way, we asked a simple question. How do you want your member of Congress to vote on military action in Syria? Yes, no, why? And I've yet to find anybody that thinks it's a good idea. Karen says, no, I don't think we should take the side of al-Qaeda. Also, I do not want to provoke Syria into attacking us. Jordan says, no. And has a number of reasons. A, there's no possible positive outcome for the U.S. B, it possibly endangers U.S. servicemen and women. C, it's a civil war. Both sides are not pro-U.S. D, we can't afford it financially. E, it's none of our business. Don't you love our listeners think these things through like that?
I love E. I like E.
It's none of our business.
Yeah, you know, it's none of our business.
D, we can't afford it financially is another one. I mean, these
good one.
They aren't free, right? And when you have to choose these. So, interesting answers. Gabe says, no, not our job. Scott says, no, Assad certainly isn't the best guy you would ever meet, but he has been friendly to Christians in his country, the freedom fighters, rebels that Obama wants to support are al-Qaeda. Why would we want to help al-Qaeda set up shop next to Israel? I'm not totally convinced Assad used the chemical weapons. Have we not been told about al-Qaeda possibly using chemical weapons here? If they can do it here, and they certainly can have the ability to do it in Syria. So, again, we're at 60-plus comments have yet to find a yes. One of the reasons we want to chat with Senator John Hoeven, who joins us now on our newsmaker line. Hi, Senator. How are you?
Good morning, Scott.
Steve is here as well, and we're pleased to have you on the program today. And obviously, you're headed back to vote in Congress on an issue that the Foreign Relations Committee has taken up, but now the full Senate will need to vote on. Syria seems to be demanding a lot of attention of both the nation, of our listeners, of members of Congress. What's your take on this question before you?
Well, good morning to you, Scott, and to Steve, too. And as I've said, I'm reserving judgment on this issue. I have real concerns. And those concerns go to, what is the administration's plan? Can it be effective? Is it sufficiently limited? Is it the right strategy? So I have real concerns about this, as do, I think, not only other members of Congress, but the American people. So, the administration still has to make its case, and I don't mean just to Congress, but to the American people that it does have a plan, that it can be effective.
Senator Hoeven, President Obama said he didn't set a red line, and his credibility is not on the line. For me, looking at this picture, it comes down to a credibility issue, not just of this administration, but of the nation. We're not good at picking winners and losers in the Middle East. Is there a red line? Do you feel that President Obama drew a red line in the sand, and that's what this is based on?
Well, President Obama clearly drew a red line, so I don't know what he was saying yesterday when he said he didn't. He clearly did. What he hasn't done is he hasn't developed a strategy and made a case. And that's not just a problem in terms of getting congressional support, and again, the support of the American people, but allied support. In other words, we talk about, well, maybe the French would participate in a strike, but you don't have the Brits. What about our other allies? Why haven't you built this case to the American people and to the world so that we don't find ourselves in a position where we're acting unilaterally, but rather acting with allies?
By the way, the president didn't just say that hey, his credibility is on the line. He said, your credibility is on the line. This is members of Congress. This is the American people. I mean, what I was amazed about that statement was...
For President Obama to blame Congress for something, I don't think that's very novel. I think that's pretty regular fare, but that's not the case here.
One thing that we hear a lot from our listeners is this concern about the rebels linked to Al-Qaeda. I mean, they see us, if we're helping the rebels in this case because of the Civil War, we're taking the side of Al-Qaeda. What do you know of...
So that's a big part of the problem, right? And I've been back for briefings. I've been back for briefings at the White House. I've had them from Secretary Kerry and others, and obviously there'll be more. This is a huge issue. In other words, when Assad brutally repressed the Syrian people about 2 years ago, they rose up at that time to provide assistance to the Syrian people in the country was something that, you know, we had ability to do, again, make the case, do it in a way where you're supporting the moderate forces, okay, by not doing anything for almost 2 years. And now, without a strategy coming in and saying, oh, we're going to just make military strikes, well, that raises the question everybody's asking. Wait a minute. What is the strategy here? What are you going to do vis-a-vis the Free Syrian Army, the Syrian people? When you now have al-Nusra, al-Shabaab, and all these Islamist extremist organizations, and who really controls what? And again, that's part of having a strategy and making the case that I talked about earlier.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. If you have any questions for Senator John Hoeven. Nick in Beulah, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Senator Hoeven, I don't know if you've ever been to Iraq. I've been there twice. We went over there to go free some people and stuff like that. They hate us. Let's not do this. This is dumb. This will come to bite us in the butt later on in life. Don't do it.
Well, I appreciate, the call, and obviously that's what I've been doing is talking to North Dakotans about what they think. And I have been to Iraq. I've been to Iraq. I've been to Afghanistan. I've been to the border of Syria. I was in Jordan. I was in Turkey where we have Patriot missile batteries. So I understand what you're saying. And obviously, I'm listening very closely to North Dakotans and their opinion.
Have you found any that say, "Hey, we need to do this. We need to stand up. Chemical weapons is a line." What's amazing is that the chatter we had on the air, the chatter we've had on our Facebook page. It's hard to find somebody that says, "Hey, I want my member of Congress to go vote for this, or I support the president in this." I can't find them. Are you hearing from North Dakotans that think it's a good idea for us to respond militarily?
We abhor the use of chemical weapons, and America does stand for good in the world. And, you know, we are the leading nation in the country, and people understand that. So I do get people saying, you know, we do have to do something, but they want it to be something that can be effective, where we know what we're doing, where we make the case, where we, get the support of American people, where they understand what we're doing and why we're doing it. So, yeah, as you say, the comments are running against because that case hasn't been made. And I go back to the point I made at the outset. That's why you have to have a strategy. It has to be something that people believe can be effective. And we got to get it right.
Let's get one more quick call in here. Brian in Williston, what's on your mind?
Brian, are you there?
Well, he's in Williston cell service.
Let's try Curtis. Curtis is next. We have a full bank of calls here waiting to weigh in for Senator Hoeven. It's 701-258-0550. Curtis, you're next for Senator Hoeven. Can you hear us?
I can. Hey, good morning, Senator Hoeven.
Good morning.
Question for you. I want to know your position on why we are not going through the UN on this again. That's my question.
I got to tell you, I'm not a huge fan of the UN. But I understand making the case at the UN. I think we have to make the case to NATO. We have to make the case to our allies, including our allies in the region. And that's what I talked about earlier about getting your support. So I think if your point is we need to make the case, get allies on board, and rather than this unilateral approach, I've been saying that we need to do that. The UN, I have some question about how they respond to things. We need to make the case there as well.
And I agree, but you hit on the key point that I really believe, and that's that until we go to the UN, we really don't know what the position is of our allies and adversaries. And I think it'd be good to know before we go in there and seem to take on this whole problem ourselves.
Right. It's part of making a broad-based case. I just am not one that feels that what we decide to do should be subject to the UN. I have some serious questions about how they work, and obviously Russia and China's ability to veto on the Security Council and those kind of things.
Curtis, thank you for the call. Brett and Fargo, Mike and Minot waiting to weigh in. Senator, are you okay on time? We also want to ask you about crop insurance. Are you okay for a few more minutes?
Sure.
All right, we'll take a short break. Back with more with our guest, Senator John Hovind. This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hinland. We'll continue straight ahead.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hey, Scott Hinland with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find Longevity. The Longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with Longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
It's been way too long since I spoke. My confession. This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hinland. Senator John Hovind, our guest till the bottom of the hour. We have a full bank of calls talking about Syria first. Do want to talk about the visit of Senator Ron Wyden, who chairs the Energy Committee. He's coming out later today to tour the oil patch. We'll talk about that as well as the latest on the crop insurance front. Stay tuned for that in our remaining moments with Senator Hovind. Brett in Fargo. Waited the longest here. Let's go to Brett next. You're on What's on Your Mind, Brett, for Senator Hovind.
Good morning, guys.
Morning, Brett.
Good morning.
Johnny, you ever been to war? I have been. I haven't served in the military, but I've been to Iraq and Afghanistan.
That's not what I asked you.
But,
you know, you and I kept strapped on a backpack
and strap a gun on here and go over there and dig a foxhole and see what it's like that you guys are putting these people into. You know, your time's going to be short in Washington there, Johnny, because the people in North Dakota, if you vote for this amnesty stuff, you know, 90% of the people don't want this. The other 10% must be drunk and on dope. So you better watch your votes because the people have had it. Have a great day.
Well, thanks for your input.
Thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Mike in Minot. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, I just want to make two quick comments, and I'll hang up and listen. But we need to get the UN out of the U.S. and the U.S. out of the UN. And you are going to poke the bear one too many times, and we've never lost a war, but we're fixing to lose one, and we better start learning to speak Russian. Real quick, things are going to get bad if you keep poking the bear.
Mike, thanks for the phone call.
Okay, I think he's talking about Russia. And I,
yeah,
obviously,
where does Russia play into
Russia in this situation?
Where does Russia play into this, Senator?
Well, clearly they're supporting providing arms and other assistance to Syria, to Bashar al-Assad. And so that's obviously a big consideration, you know, in this case.
Lath in the central North Dakota, you're next. Go ahead, Lath.
Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Yep, go ahead.
See, I think the president, it's going to weaken the presidency that he just didn't, he shouldn't have went to Congress. He should have made his decision and by what his advisors and all the information he could gather, and he should have done it without going to Congress. It's going to weaken the presidency and weaken the country in general. How will a president in the future ever be able to do something like that, or if it was something worse than Syria? And then is he going to have to go to Congress, or we're going to be weak in front of the rest of the world, I believe. But I'm here combining and harvesting and listening on the radio, and I can't believe all the back and forth. That he should have just done it and like other presidents have in the past, and I think it would turn out like it does, you know. I'd like to hear some opinions, I guess, or see what Senator Hovind says.
Thank you, Lath.
Well, I think he makes a very good point. The president has gone back and forth on this thing. He hasn't built a strategy. He doesn't have a plan that the American people understand and support, or that Congress supports. And so that is the problem. And so I think he's right. He's put the country in a very difficult position, because he hasn't built a clear strategy and an effective plan. And that's what we've been talking about.
We have full phone banks. Let's try to get to these callers, because we want to talk a little bit about the crop insurance program as well. Keith and Benedict, what's on your mind today?
Collecting the operations of the UN. Who in the hell ain't collecting in the operations of this president? And you keep kissing his hind end and voting for anything that he wants. A bunch of crap.
Well, I don't understand that call at all. That's not even remotely accurate. I don't vote for many things that he wants. I try to vote the way that I believe that the people of North Dakota and this country would want me to vote, based on the merits. Certainly there are many things that he does that I don't support. And so I guess I just don't even understand that comment.
Charles and Drake, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Talked to our governor, our senator, for quite a while now. Several things. I sent you an email that said that I used to support you, but now I see you're voting more about your own will rather than the will of the people. For instance, immigration. Our senators, Conrad and Dorgan, all that, they voted for this Obamacare. Now you guys are all voting for amnesty. And if you guys don't start listening to the will of the people like us, there's nobody for very few people want to send our soldiers over there or even bomb them. And you guys are just voting the way you think you know best. And you are supposed to be representing us.
Well, let's ask Charles.
Right.
Let's ask
to represent you. And that's why when it came to Obamacare, I'm against it. I voted to repeal and replace it. I've consistently opposed this president on his energy policy, on his efforts to raise taxes. In immigration, my efforts were to strengthen the border I don't support amnesty. And when it comes to involvement with a strike in Syria, that's why I've reserved judgment and said the president needs to make his case to the American people and have a strategy. So I think I'm working very hard to do the things that you just described.
How do you, Charles, how do you gauge the opinion of listeners? I mean, Charles is saying, hey, we want you to listen to us. What is the best way for folks to, you know, weigh in and give you their two cents on a particular issue?
They do all the time, whether it's on the phone, by letter, by email. You know, I live in Bismarck. My home's in Bismarck. I've got an apartment in D.C. I'm back here all the time. I talk to people. And I think it's of great value. I listen to the people of North Dakota, great common sense. I think I truly work hard to represent their points and their views, but I always try to, you know, vote the way I think that, you know, we solve problems. We do it with North Dakota common sense, but work to meet the challenges this country faces for the betterment of our country.
Thanks for the call, Charles. Only 2 minutes left. We do want to ask you about a couple of things that have been in the news. One, some recent changes to the crop insurance program that you've outlined in meetings around the state. And after some initial feedback and objections, most of what you're hearing from producers out here is positive on the changes, right?
Very positive. This is another example where I'm working to reduce the regulatory burden, in this case, for our farmers and for our ranchers. And I'm working very hard to get a farm bill. I'm on the conference committee. But specifically regarding crop insurance, what we've been able to do is knock out some of the very confusing rules that that prevent our farmers and ranchers from being able to get crop insurance, like prevented plant crop insurance coverage. I think it's going to really help going forward. It streamlines and simplifies the rules. And again, it's an example where I'm really pushing for the North Dakota viewpoint in terms of less regulatory burden to empower our farmers to continue to do the great job they do.
When you bring Senator Ron Wyden here, what are you bringing him here to see? It's always a good idea to bring outside interests coming into North Dakota so they can get the big picture of what's going on here and bring that back to a national perspective. What are you showing the senator when he's here?
Right. Well, he's chairman of the Energy Committee. So, again, if I'm working for a state-led approach in terms of a comprehensive energy plan. So, again, this goes back to some of those calls we just got. The administration wants a big federal one-size-fits-all approach to energy development in this country, and, of course, he's picking winners and losers. I'm pushing to do just the opposite. I want the states to take the lead to have a states-first approach where we develop all of our energy resources so we can do across this country what
we'll have to leave it there, Senator. Thanks so much for your time today. Back to more of your calls after this, and we'll have the senator back again soon. Thanks for the call.
Frack water recycling by Green Technologies. Now more than ever, water is integral to the success of oil and gas operations. Demands for increased environmental stewardship highlight the need for 100% recycling of flowback and produced waters. Green Technologies does it. If the well site location is remote, the challenges and costs of sourcing and disposing of waters becomes even greater, further underscoring the need to recycle water on location. Green Technologies does it. They're the leaders in frack water recycling, using a mobile filter press to provide on-site water treatment to effectively do the job better than anyone. Green Technologies, providing consistently clean, recycled flowback and produced waters. They're also the exclusive distributor of Drill and Dry, the best all-natural absorbent product specially produced for the oil field applications. Call them today for more at 855-246-4312. 855-246-4312, or go online to Green Technologies at gtmwt.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Not surprised, not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times I stopped keeping track. Talk myself in.
What's in your mind? Powered by SchwannCadillac.com. I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hennen, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Our guest last half of the hour, Senator John Hoeven. Thanks for all the phone calls. Exactly what the senator was looking for, North Dakota's input on what's going on within Syria. Around the region, temperature-wise, this hour, we're at 67 in Bismarck, Mandan, 75 in Williston, Dickinson, 72, Minot, 69, Garrison, 72, Devil's Lake at 65, Jamestown, 67, in Miles City, they're at 77, Mobridge, 75, and Lemon at 71 this hour.
All right, let's get back to the phones here, and your questions, comments, welcome on any of the topics we've tackled today, but certainly Syria has dominated. A lot of folks in the Northern Plains are concerned about this. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And by the way, I just want to say I so appreciate the fact Senator Hoeven and Congressman Kramer and others are accessible to you on these issues. And obviously, he heard from some folks today that didn't agree. Sometimes even a little, you know, in a disrespectful manner, which, you know, I if I could give you any advice, you know, look, these people work for you, and it's not for you to take advice from me on how to talk to your member of Congress, because, you know, they serve you. But we have an easier chance of getting them to come on and take your questions and comments when they have a good experience. And so I would, you know, even if you disagree with somebody, I think you can do it in a respectful manner. You know, I'm kind of thinking of the guy that talked about, you know, the senator is Johnny. You know, I mean, I don't think you necessarily have to call him senator, but I mean, Johnny is sort of, you know, you're trying to be, you're mocking him a little. And you know,
well,
I just wouldn't go
and that. That harkens back to a different show that did the same thing with Representative Rick Berg. You know, it's just disrespectful.
So disagree if you disagree. Don't hold back. Let your comments be heard. And I'd like the senator handled all the comments of folks that disagreed. One fellow said, "Hey, you're kissing Obama's butt." He said, "I'm not kissing his butt. I don't vote for the guy. Check my record." So, you know, he's a big boy and a senator. He can take your questions whether you agree or disagree. I just want more. We've invited continuously Senator Heidi Heitkamp to come do this, and she refuses. There's always excuses about why she can't do it. Now, I want her to feel welcome and come here and take questions, and there obviously would be people that would disagree with her. But I think the more we do it respectfully, the more chance we'll have to offer you that opportunity. Let's get back to the phones here. Brian in Williston's been waiting a while to weigh in at 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Brian. You're next. What's on your mind?
Yes, hello. Two quick things. First of all, we're dealing with cultures that still believe that the enemy of our enemy is our friend. In the end, no matter who we're going to side with, if we're going to end up being still the enemy of them in the end. Number two, let's look at history. Let's look back at Black Thursday when Jordan PLO out. None of the other Muslim countries would allow them in. The only country that allowed them in was Lebanon, which at that time was a strongly Christian country. We put an enemy right next to our friend. Israel has been fighting them ever since. And I think as long as it's contained within the borders of Syria, allow our enemies to weaken themselves. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian. And I always harken back to what Congressman Kramer had told us, Scott, was, you know, when he was in Israel on his Israel trip, Israel said, we'll take care of our neighbors. You just watch Iran. And I think that's the bigger picture that we need to keep an eye on. Let's go to Ray in Cooperstown. Ray, what's on your mind today?
Good morning.
Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, and Senator Hovind, I wish to come to your assistance to help you a little bit, because I know what you're facing. It's not an easy task. First of all, the President of the United States has very little ability to make the final decisions because he is controlled by outside forces that want to rule the world. So consequently, he must do what they dictate. If he doesn't, he's gone. And the Mossad and the CIA are involved with this chemical affair. It started in Iraq. From Iraq, the chemicals were transferred to Syria. And now we are supposed to go over and clean up the mess. So the average person that has no idea what's going on in the world, but all these things are controlled behind the scenes by the enemies. And unfortunately, Israel is not our friend that we think they are. There are many wonderful people there, but the Mossad and the CIA are the ones that are misleading us. Unfortunately, they want another war, and we don't want that, and the average people don't want that.
What should we do then, Ray?
What should we do?
Yes.
What we should do, my suggestion is this. When Jesus died on the cross, just before he died, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. And when Jesus left the earth, before he left, he said, I will send a comforter back to earth. And that comforter is going to be your teacher. I will show you the difference between right and wrong. And if you follow this leading of the Spirit, you will know what the Father's will is. And the Father's will is that we love one another. I don't care if you're black, white, green, red, or what you are. If we start practicing some of these principles and believe on Christ and the creator of our universe, we will be on the right track. War is not the answer. All it does is continually stirs up the mess, and is going to get to the point where America will be hated so badly we won't be able to leave our shore, period.
Well, I'm all for love. I'm with you there. One specific question on these chemical weapons, and I happen to believe also that they came over from Iraq, but we know they were used, right? Somebody's got chemical weapons there. They've used them against people, by the way, on more than one occasion. Do we do anything about that? Do we go ahead and secure the weapons? Do we make sure that those are accounted for?
An abomination in the sight of God that anybody on this earth would do such a thing. But again, we have no evidence that Assad did this through his regime. There's more evidence that the CIA and Mossad planted those chemicals and made a detonation to make it look like it was done by the Syrian government, which I don't believe it was. So we have to be very careful, and I think Russia and Iran are both aware of this. And, Russia is going to be very hard to deal with because they want the truth, just like you and I do.
Great. Thanks for the phone call. It's 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, if you'd like to weigh in, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Let's go to Jason in Valley City. What's on your mind today?
Did you say Jason or Gene?
Is it Gene?
Yeah.
Oh, Gene in Valley City.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Do you remember, does anybody out there remember a news program, NBC, ABC, CBS, I cannot remember. They showed Saddam Hussein's chemicals being loaded onto a ship in Florida, 55-gallon drums, and those drums were chemical weapons bound for Iraq. And this is not me talking. This is my memory. I saw it on the national television news program 2 or 3 years before the Iraqi war. Now, we don't need to comment on that. That's just something to think about and dig back into history. I've got a question. matters. 1,228 innocent Syrians euthanized by chemical weapons. That is horrible. I agree with that. The question is, all of the churches that have been burned down in Syria, all of the Christians that have been slaughtered in Egypt and Syria, the hundreds of thousands of Christians that were slaughtered in southern Sudan, okay, why does that not matter? I need an answer to that, and I think John Hovind should be answering that question. And then the fellow that called and said the president should be allowed to do whatever he wants to do, he has no concept of what this country was written about. It's the Congress that has the power to declare war, not the president. The founding fathers never gave one person that kind of power.
Do you think that President Obama had an epiphany in that regard, or do you think he wants somebody else to shoulder the blame with him on this situation?
I think that previous caller was on the right trail.
Speaking of previous callers, Gary, thanks for the call, Gene. Gary and Moorhead wanted to weigh in on what Ray in Cooperstown had to say. Go ahead, Gary, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, that gentleman that was just talking about him not being in control is exactly right. The CIA, the Mossad is behind this stuff. I'll tell you a story. A friend of mine that was in his backyard 2 weeks ago, he's part Syrian. His grandfather came here. In 2009, the Christians and Muslims and Jews in Damascus freely worshipped. What happened over there with the chemical weapons is behind our government and other governments on this planet.
What's the motive?
Because the Muslim Brotherhood was in check by all these guys that were in power. Barack Obama came into power and took all these dictators out of power, and now the Muslim Brotherhood has taken over, and look what happens. The Christians are being slaughtered.
But the Muslim Brotherhood's different than the CIA. I'm saying, why would our CIA instigate a chemical weapons attack against Syrians?
Because they want one world government, Scott. They want a World War III. This is what these people, they're power hungry, they're war hungry, it's the war machine. That guy, that older guy that called, all your listeners better take a hard listen and listen to that older guy, what he was saying. He is spot on, he knows what's going on, and this government of ours is putting us into World War III. I tell you what, everybody better get on their knees tonight and pray to God that doesn't happen, because it's over if it does. Thank you, have a good day.
Gary, you know, thanks for the phone call.
One thing I want to weigh in here before we get to the other callers, I'm always of the opinion when it comes to conspiracy theories that you could spend a lifetime getting spun up about these things and there's no possible way. You know, in other words, consider everything, right? But I mean, I never let myself go down those rabbit trails too far because you can just get lost in that. But, you know, when is the last time any conflict has provoked, the Pope to say, hey, let's take the entire day, which he's done on Saturday. Prayer and fasting is what he's calling for Saturday on Syria. And a number of churches in North Dakota are taking up and heeding that call. But that's a worldwide call for prayer. So it's interesting that the Vatican considers what Gary just said and what Ray and Cooperstown had to say to be this one's different. And what's at stake here? Very interesting. All right, other calls waiting. We'll get back to you right after this timeout. This is What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Don't go away.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Hey, it's Scott, and I want you to meet a guy by the name of Bruce and his brother Wayne at Legacy Steel Buildings. Here's why I want you to meet them. They can build anything. That's right. And you know what? They know a little bit about doing business in this part of the world because they've been doing it for a lot of years. They now build buildings all across the planet. Recently named the North Dakota Exporter of the Year because they're doing business in like 100 countries. So what's happening in the Bakken is nothing to these guys. They've seen it all from Madagascar to Zimbabwe and everywhere in between. 800-237-9620. Legacy Steel. 800-237-9620. From churches to storage buildings, horse barn, arenas, agriculture, trucking, garage, workshops, commercial aviation hangars, you name it. Legacy Steel can build it for you. Ask for Bach and Bruce, the problem solver, at 800-237-9620 and tell them Scott sent you.
It's a modern-day gold rush. Black gold, that is. North Dakota is the nation's second leading oil producer, pumping out over 793,000 barrels a day. Stop. This just in. Apex is hiring mechanical engineers and plumbers now. The right candidates earn $25 to $35 an hour depending on experience. Call Jim at 701-651-6753. That's 701-651-6753. Apex USA is an equal opportunity employer.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
Cadillac.com. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at What's On Your Mind Radio.com. Syria seems to be the topic of discussion today. Once again, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at What's On Your Mind Radio.com. We'll try to get through all the phone calls, but if we do not, feel free to go to our website, What's On Your Mind Radio.com. You can weigh in there, either on our Facebook or our Twitter page. We always post our questions for you, so your chance to weigh in as well. Let's go to Mark in Grand Forks. Mark, what's on your mind today?
Yes, some of the callers were critical of John Hovind, and the one caller, I think Ray from Cooperstown, came to Hovind's defense and also started talking about some of the principles that Christ taught, Jesus Christ. Let's also remember that Jesus Christ was a leading critic of the corrupt leadership in Israel during his day. He called them a generation of vipers and hypocrites, and there's no doubt in my mind if he were alive today, he would say the same thing about Heitkamp, Hovind, and Kramer. Generation of vipers, and they're hypocrites. So keep the criticism coming. That's the example of Christ that we also need to follow, meaning speaking truth to power. And the site Zero Hedge is not known for conspiracy theories, but I would suggest people check it out and do a search for Syria and natural gas pipelines. And you'll see that Saudi Arabia and Qatar have energy interests in putting pipelines through Syria. And they want to use that to, of course, continue financing global terrorism, extremist madrasas, violence against the West. And meanwhile, our leaders like Hovind and Kramer support free trade agreements that let them buy U.S. energy assets in Louisiana and Texas. Bunch of traitors, bunch of hypocrites. Let's bring them down.
You're on a roll today, Mark. Vipers, traitors, hypocrites. Appreciate the call. Let's go next to Lloyd in Botno, 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Lloyd. Lloyd, I don't think we have the best connection with you there. Sounds like maybe a cell phone connection that's not all that great. We'll put you on hold and see if it improves. In the meantime, I'm going to head to Mott, North Dakota, and Jerry. I'm dreaming of Mott about pheasant season come October. I feel a pull to... pull to come down to Mott, as a matter of
you
fact.
You are.
Yeah, although I've been invited to some other spots that that are calling as well, just a little bit to the east down there in that Zeeland way. So.
Well, there's not a bad spot in North Dakota to pheasant hunt.
No,
I mean,
no,
any day pheasant hunting is better than a day working.
Sorry, Jerry, just calling from Mott. Got us dreaming a little bit about pheasant season. What's on your mind? You're next.
You're breaking up. I cannot hear you, please.
We hear you loud and clear, Jerry.
Okay, my question is, what global interests do we have in Syria, and why are they such a concern for us? If there are enemies, why are we worried about it?
I think it's more about the destabilizing aspect of what's going on in the Middle East. Is when you have a Syria that's melting down like it is, that destabilizes a region that we do have interest in the region. Now, the question is, should we have those interests in the region?
Yeah, I'm with Steve. If you look at the map, there's our interest, right? I mean, you look at where they're at, their proximity to Iraq, Iran, Israel. On the other hand, you know, we have a tenuous situation going back to one of our listeners earlier listing, that whole laundry list of things, including... the cost of this, the fact that it is a civil war and you having to choose a side. If somebody pressed me and said, what's the national interest there? And by the way, the person who needs to answer that is President Obama and the leaders in the administration to make the case on why Jerry and Mott and every other caller today and every other person in the United States, here's why it's in our best interest. They should make this case. If I was to make it, the one thing I can see beyond the region that you're saying, the stabilization factor, would be chemical weapons. You know, where are they? How'd they get them? Are they secure now? Imagine those in Iran's hands. What are they
Scott,
doing? That's what worries me.
Scott, the one caveat to that, though, is how destabilizing is our presence there for that region? That's the one question that always comes up in my mind, and that begs the question then, well, if we don't need to be there because we don't need the energy that is there, because this comes down to oil in the Middle East, if we don't need that, if we address the issues of energy security and energy independence in this country, that makes that region null and void. It's a moot point. We don't need it. We don't have to care about what's going on over there. It's a place that we shouldn't have to be. So, bigger question.
We all ought to pay attention to the juggernaut of the Bakken and want more of it. And when we're at, less than 10% of the oil that's there now, root for ways to get more of it. I'm with you. It makes those decisions a little bit different in the future. Anyway, fascinating discussion today. And obviously a lot of people are paying attention to this and are weighing in on this and having trouble finding anyone that thinks it's a good idea. Find out what others are thinking. If you want, check out our Facebook page. Weigh in there as well. Lots of discussion going there.
Tomorrow, normal or nuts? Is it nuts that Scott thinks he can actually spend 3 days without talking?
I won't be here tomorrow. Gary, I'm in my place along with Steve, and I will be on a silent retreat. And that's, by the way, one of our Facebook questions. Place your bets. Can I make it or not? And I'm not getting a lot of support, Steve, a lot of folks like this radio.
I've known you too long. I don't think you can do it.
Can't shut my yap. Anyway, see you Monday, but Steve and Gary tomorrow will be taking your calls, questions, and comments. All the time we have for today. Say it ain't so. We got to go. Yeah. God bless you, folks. Bye-bye.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that laws have been passed that would allow the federal government to pick you up unknown to others, without legal advice, be held indefinitely, no one knowing where you can be located? The United States is fast becoming a dictatorship with no opposition. Another law that's making its way out of committee would revoke your citizenship even if they accuse you of being a terrorist. Is this what Americans want? Dictatorship? We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.